This morning I want to bring you a story, a gospel message from God's Word, the book of Joshua, chapter 2. Joshua is the sixth book from the beginning. Find that and follow along. Now the gospel means good news. It is good news for sinners, how that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Christ said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Those who think they are righteous, those who think they are sinless, good people, those who think that God is pleased with them, they're going to heaven, those are not whom Christ came for. The Lord turned to some religious people one day, and He said to them, and they were shocked by this, but He said, "The harlots and the publicans shall enter heaven before you do." The harlots. Now, if anyone thinks they are going to heaven because of anything that they have done or are doing or stopped doing, if anyone thinks that they are going to heaven because of their good works, because of their faith, because they decided to accept Jesus, because they let Him into their heart, if anyone thinks they're going to heaven because they do good things or good deeds and don't do bad things, they quit doing this and quit doing that and now do good things, if anyone thinks they're going to heaven because of anything they have done, that person is not going to heaven. Everyone in heaven knows they are there because Jesus Christ saved them. Because Jesus Christ lived, died, and saved them, and brought them. The Spirit of God brought them. Jesus Christ lived and died for them, gave them His righteousness, and died for them, suffering their wrath and their judgment. And the Holy Spirit comes in time and opens their blind eyes, their deaf ears, gives them a heart to believe, a heart of repentance, gives them faith. Yes, by grace are you saved. That means a gift. Not a gift offered, but a gift received, a gift bestowed. Everyone in glory, everyone in heaven knows they are there because God chose them, because God had mercy upon them, because God gave them this gift of salvation, because Jesus Christ came and lived for them, that God gave them this life, and this life is in His Son. They all know that. That because Jesus Christ shed His precious blood to pay for their sins, they are there. And they all worship the Lamb that was slain. That's why they are there. No other reason. They had nothing to do with it. It's all Him. In this book of Joshua is a story of a harlot. Let me not be offensive, but this is the words of Scripture. This was a whore, a common streetwalker. A woman who had sold her body for pleasure, who lived in the lust of the flesh all her life. Her name is Rahab. Her name is in Hebrews 11 alongside Abraham and Moses and Joseph. Why? Because they were saved the same way she was, by grace. Her name is Rahab. In Joshua chapter 2, it's the story of Rahab the harlot. Now, it begins by saying that Joshua sent two spies into the land, into Jericho, and they went into the harlot's house. They were sent specifically to Jericho, and they lodged in the house of a harlot named Rahab. Now, Jericho was a godless, wicked, decadent city destined to be destroyed by Joshua. Does anyone know what the name Joshua means? It means Savior. Well, Joshua was a Savior. He came to save a sinful woman. He came into this city. He sent these men, and he later came himself. He sent them to save one sinner, a harlot. He's destroying everybody else. And God Almighty is a Savior, yes. But He said of Himself, in Isaiah, "I am a just God, a holy God. I will by no means clear the guilty. God will punish sin. God will destroy this world. This whole world awaits the wrath of God. No, the love of God does not abide upon this world, but the wrath of God. Yes, He's a Savior, but only to those in Christ, like those in the Ark of Noah. That's where the love of God was. Outside of that Ark of Noah was the wrath of God, the judgment of God. God didn't love those people outside that Ark. He destroyed them. He was angry with them. In this story, the one He came to save was a woman that He chose to save and sent these spies to reveal to her that He was coming, strike fear in her heart, cause her to call for mercy, and then she was found in the house where this scarlet lion was, which was the token, the promise, the sure promise and covenant of Joshua for her, that she would be saved alive. Not because of her good deeds, but because she was in the house where the scarlet lion was. Do you know what that lion is? I'm about to tell you. Well, these two spies were sent there. These two spies represent the eyes of the Lord. You and I have two eyes, don't we? Well, the Lord has eyes, and the eyes of the Lord are His Word. Scripture says, His eyes are in every place. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the sons of men. That's the Word of God, the law and the prophets. That's the Word of God. And they are sent, God sends His Word to first warn people. They didn't come into that city and tell everybody, God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. No, He's going to destroy this place. But God, in mercy, in grace, sent these two men to tell one woman that He was going to destroy this place, but where He sees the scarlet lion, like God said of the children of Israel in the house, under the blood, over the doorpost and lintel, He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That represents the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the mercy and the grace and the salvation of God. These two men represent two gospel preachers. The gospel comes to all of God's elect, God's chosen, and lodges there. These men lodged in her house. They set up their abode with her. That's what Christ said when Judas, not Iscariot, but Jude, the apostle, said, Lord, how will you manifest yourself to us and not the world? He said, I'll send my word, and it will lodge with you. It will abide in you. He that hath my word and keepeth it, that abideth in my word, and he and abideth in me, that's the one who knows me, that or rather is known by me and loved by me. Well, these two spies came to this woman, and she received them by the grace of God. As many as received Him, John 1:12 says, they were born of God. That's why they received the Word. That's why they believed, because they were born of God. Salvation's of the Lord. In the giving of it, in the receiving of it. All right? She is not going to give up these men for anything. The king sent word to her house, give up these men. She said, no way. No, sir. She did not fear the wrath of the king, and her life was, her soul was at stake in these men and their message. And so it is with the gospel. Those who heard the truth, the gospel, they wouldn't sell it for anything or anyone. Oh, no, thy word have I hid in my heart, David said, that I might not sin against thee. Oh, God's people, they lay hold of the gospel, lay hold of the word of God for dear life, and they won't sell it for anything or anyone in this world. She hid them on the roof. She put them in a place of exaltation above her. Oh, and God has magnified His word above all His name. His name is the Word. Well, before bed, before she went to bed that night, she went up on the roof where these men were, and she said in verse 9, I know the Lord has given you the land, and your land, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. We've heard what you've done to all your enemies from that day forward, and our hearts did melt. In verse 11, she said, we know the Lord your God. He is God in heaven and in earth beneath. Now, this is what everyone who hears the truth from God's word, from God's preacher, they know and believe, that God is God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They fear God. But fear God. And they bow before. They know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and the inhabitants thereof. Everything and everyone. We don't make Him Lord. He is Lord. He owns us. We don't let God do anything. When salvation comes to our house, we find out it is God who has come to let us into His kingdom. To bring us into His kingdom. Yes, she feared the Lord. She knew the true God of heaven and earth. She knew Christ, who is Lord, and He is God. And she feared Him. And she asked for mercy. Verse 12, she says, I pray you, swear unto me that you show kindness unto my father's house. Give me a token. Save my father, save my mother, save my brethren, save my sisters, and all that we have. Deliver our lives from death. She knew they deserved. Listen, people, she's a harlot. She's a harlot. Joshua's coming to destroy this decadent, sinful place. She knows she's no better than anybody in Jericho. But she asks, she pleads for mercy. You see, before there's mercy, there's misery. Before there's grace, there's guilt. Before any promises, before any tokens, there is a plea for mercy. Oh, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him and those that hope in His mercy. Mercy means not getting what we deserve, and every single sinner on the top side of this earth deserves the wrath and judgment of God. But God is rich in mercy unto all them that call upon Him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, His name is merciful. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, they said to her, and this is the word of God to all who hope in His mercy. They said, we'll save you alive if you stay in this house under this cord. Verse 19, it says, she let them down, verse 18, she let them down on a scarlet thread, a cord, through the window. Now, what is that? Well, that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the line that runs throughout the Scripture. All the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation is about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And all in the house, in His church, under the gospel, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, under the blood, are saved forever from the wrath of God. They are loved by God, chosen by God. God reveals this to them. It is the sure token. It is the evidence. It's the promise of God to all that ask for mercy. When I see the blood, she said, I'll be here, and my house will be here. Well, what happened? Well, Joshua came. In chapter 6, Joshua came into this town, and it says, he sent first his spies into that town, says, go into the harlot's house and bring her out. And they did. She didn't come out of her own free will. They brought her out. She was saved by the cause of that scarlet line and the covenant and the promise of God. And God destroyed every single man, woman, and child, every living thing in that city except where the scarlet line was. Do you know what that scarlet line is? Are you under the blood of Jesus Christ? Oh, may the Lord reveal Himself to you. Amen.